Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are taking a look at the power of intimacy. Just through hugging and kissing, lowering the heart rate and blood pressure. Wow. That's power, ladies and gentlemen. That is power. Yes, it is. Good power. Didn't have to take a pill. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with taking a pill. Didn't have to run around the track. It's a great thing to run around the track. But this was real quick and real easy. Well, it's part of the lifestyle. You get that now. Spontaneity. Yeah, it's good to be spontaneous. Now, I know some of you thinking, okay, but what about when we're ready to go deeper and we want to go ahead and, you know, get together sexually? We don't want to just hug and kiss. We want to go all the way. Isn't it good to always be spontaneous? Not necessarily. It is good to be spontaneous, but not necessarily to always and only be spontaneous when it comes to sexual intercourse. Now, stay with me. You know I'm going to explain why I said that. So, first of all, being spontaneous, that can be cool. Yes, indeed. That can be really, really cool. Maybe, let's just say, just the two of you in the house. Everybody else is gone, whether that's because they've all moved out. You know, they're grown. They have their own families. Or somebody, you know, maybe one or two children are still living with you, but for whatever reason, they're gone for several days. Or maybe for the next 5 or 6 hours, they're going to be at work, whatever. Mom and dad, husband and wife, are home alone. And let's just say husband is sitting down watching TV, watching one of his favorite shows. And lo and behold, as he's watching the show, his beautiful and lovely wife walks into the room where he's watching TV. Whether it's his man cave, whatever room it is, she walks in, and either she's wearing something like a nice robe with nothing inside that robe but her beautiful body, or she's wearing nothing at all, no robe or anything, and she presents her lovely self to her husband. He didn't see it coming. Maybe she didn't plan it. She didn't realize she was going to do it until maybe 10 minutes before she did it. And they come together and just enjoy each other. That's spontaneity, and it is great. I mean, that's truly great. As long as it works out that way. Because sometimes husband and wife don't always get on the same page with that spontaneity thing. And as strange as this may sound, a lot of you husbands and wives know this is true. Just because one partner is really feeling it and they're in the mood right now for spontaneity this moment, that doesn't necessarily mean the other spouse is going to get on board with that spontaneity and feel it. They may want to keep watching a TV show. They may want to keep reading their book. Whatever it is that they're doing, they may be really into that in the moment. And they may not really be feeling sex right now. They may be thinking, oh, wow, I'd really rather wait a couple hours. You know, when we get ready to go to bed, blah, blah, blah. That's why I said earlier, you may find it necessary to talk with each other about the spontaneity factor of intimacy, especially something that will be as involved as the actual sexual intercourse. You know, with a hug and even an extended length kiss, you might be talking about what? 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, and you're both happy and satisfied. But with sexual intercourse, looking at all the time involved, you're talking about taking, it's about the time it'll take for both of you to have your clothes out of the way. You're talking about the time that you've spent in actual physical engagement. And I'm not saying that that's bad, but let's just be real. All right, this is the program where it's real talk about real life. You're not always necessarily going to be on the same page with regards to that spontaneity. And that's why you need to talk about it. Don't get upset with me for saying it the way I'm getting ready to say it, but lay down the ground rules. Maybe I shouldn't have said ground rules. Right now, I don't know how else to put it, and we're all on the same page. Lay down the ground rules. All right. How does spontaneity work for us? Do we agree that anytime either of us is in the mood right now, the other one is going to get on that same page? We just pull our minds out of whatever else we're doing, and this isn't a bad thing now. But you need to talk about it. We pull our minds away from whatever it is that we're doing. The book, the TV, the music, whatever it is. We pull away from that so that we connect with our partner. Is that our agreement? Is that the rule? Anytime either of us is in the mood, we both connect. We both get on the same page immediately. How about this? Well, let's agree that at least most of the time, anytime either of us is in the mood and the other wasn't expecting it, the one who was not expecting it still get on the same page. And I think that needs to happen. You know, at least the majority of the time, the vast majority of the time, you need to be willing to say, hey, you know what? What I'm working on right now, even if it's a project for the job, let me put this on the back burner for now so that I can connect with my spouse. My spouse is ready, in the mood right now. So let me connect with my spouse, my partner. The part of the reason that's so important, ladies and gentlemen, is because, as I think we all know, it can be a downer when we are up and ready to connect in such an intimate way with our spouse, and our spouse sends the message, I'm not there. I'm not feeling that. Sometimes it's just going to be that way, whether it's because super duper stress has been flowing and it's just difficult to get there. Sometimes there will be circumstances that will make that difficult, and we need to be understanding. The spouses need to be understanding. But that should not be the rule. That should be the exception, because we want to make sure that we are flowing together beautifully from day to day. More on the power of intimacy in just a few.